Let's talk about art. Let's talk about a couple of guys that sit in a room and do their hot takes every week that I like. I like it. I like it.
You are listening to Mindfire with Maverick Matthews, only on Fringe FM. This week, special guest Nick Hinton joins us for a taste of our show, Dystopia Now. Join us, won't you?
But it's your job to bring your gift and to mend the part that you can touch.
It's unbelievable to have this kind of power.
What you got ain't nothing new. This country's hard on people. You can't stop what's coming. Ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity.
Reaching you with the most unnecessarily long synthesizer introduction in all of podcasting and modern radio, and yet somehow necessary. Welcome to Mindfire with Maverick Matthews, only on Fringe FM. This week, we're going to do a special episode. Joining me is Nick Hinton, and Nick and I do a show which is available on iTunes and Spotify called Dystopia Now. And from time to time, I decided I wanted to put a little segment on here to break it up. So next week, I'll have another story for you before the electronic music. But this week, Nick and I are going to cover some of the headlines around the world like we do on our show Dystopia Now. So joining me is our senior field correspondent, Nick Hinton. Nick, how are you?
Tones, great to hear from you. It's been a while.
What's going on, Nick? What can you update us with? What sort of headlines do you have for us this week?
Well, Tony, we got a lot of good news, okay? Coming out of the Telegraph just a few hours ago, some scholars at the University of St. Andrews said we need to prepare for an alien encounter now before it's too late. Scientists are warning us. They say Earth needs to work on communicating with extraterrestrials as first contact could happen any day now.
How do they know that?
Well, these are smart guys. They went to college for a really long time, Tony.
I mean, how ridiculous is this? Okay, so this brings up a really interesting point. Obviously, there is a ramp up, so to speak, of the amount of alien talk in the media, you might say. A lot of people think that this might be leading up to Project Bluebeam, which, of course, was a government operation to sort of unite and distract the public and or maybe even the world into a common cause. You know, of course, there's the famous speech from Reagan.
I often wonder what the world would do if we had a common alien invasion threat.
You know, that old fart. Talking about the dumbest...
No, exactly what you're talking about.
What?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so what do you think is going on here? Do you think they're ramping up to something? Because it certainly does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I think they're telling the truth and that aliens are about to invade. I think it's going to be 100% real. And we should listen to the smart guys over at University of St. Andrews. And... we gotta prepare, man. We gotta start. How do you even prepare for?
I was just gonna say that when they go, we gotta start talking to him now. Like, you don't think we're trying to fucking do that? What are you talking about?
Guess they're leaving out cookies for the aliens.
Don't everybody. What if they came on there and you got like one of those alert messages on your phone and said, tonight, please leave out milk and cookies for the aliens. Boop, boop, boop. And it was totally serious. Also, incoming missile threat.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm waiting every day to get one of those. That's like, you know, stay inside, close your doors. Imminent alien threat.
Yeah, I think it'll happen. I mean, I don't know. Part of me wonders if nothing will ever happen, and the idea is just to drive people more and more crazy.
Yep.
You know, or if they really do plan on having a bunch of freaking alien ships come down out of the sky. Because at this point, I really don't think people would fully, but I don't know. I mean, how many people out there do you think are really aware of Blue Beam? Like, to me, it feels like everyone, but I'm also
in a special community.
Yeah, I'm in my own niche community where, you know, a lot of people are privy to conspiracies and stuff like that. So,
well, Blue Beam's been declassified, so that's not a conspiracy. Like, supposedly that was just one idea they had that they don't do anymore. Just like MK Ultra, you know. We don't do that stuff anymore. We're nice now.
Yeah, didn't they say they wanted a hologram? They wanted to beam a hologram of Jesus in like Cuba or something.
Well, they were going to do it regionally, depending on what region your religion was. So they were going to do Muhammad over in the, you know, in a certain part of the country or a certain part of the world, and they were going to do Moses in a certain part of the world, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, what do these people even look like? Like, if you saw like. Jesus isn't a white guy. Muhammad's not allowed to be drawn in cartoons. Like, we don't even know what these people even look like, so I don't know how they would pull that off.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. There's a collective unconscious version, right? And we've all seen the paintings of Jesus with the blue eyes and the as above, so below fingers, you know, with the Sacred Heart drawing, you know, with his with his long hair looking suave.
He projected in the sky.
What's that?
You think just like a straight up Leonardo da Vinci painting would be projected in the sky?
I mean, like, I don't think that we, number one, I don't think we have that technology now, like for massive holograms, but who knows? They may have perfected it. But number one, that's number one. Number two, what would be the purpose of that?
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, what I'm saying though, sorry to cut you off, is that they have like pretty advanced drone shows now where they create giant dragons and stuff at Chinese festivals, and I've also seen videos of kids sitting in a gymnasium where they project a giant hologram of a whale like diving in and out of the gymnasium floor. I don't know if it's real, but here's something we do know is real, is the Tupac hologram. You know, everyone went to that concert and watched Tupac perform, and it looked pretty fucking real.
Well, okay, so like, let me backtrack. They do have large holograms. Eric Prydz, the DJ, in his Eric Prydz in Concert Epic Tours, 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and 4.0, and 5.0. I think he went up all the way to 6. He had holograms projected above the audience that just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But those, all these holograms we're talking about, I'm pretty sure were in confined spaces. So to project one up into the sky, I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, I'm sure they can do it. My point is this. What would be the purpose of it? Because if I saw a giant thing up in the sky, I wouldn't be like, oh, there's God, you know?
Right.
I'd be like, oh, there's a big hologram.
Well, yeah, but that's what we kind of started talking about, is that who would buy it and who wouldn't. Like, you know, even on Newsweek, there was a report of a, you know, they straight up promoted a UFO researcher saying, oh, this news might be nefarious, might be part of Bluebeam. So it is somewhat mainstream, this idea. But how many people are paying attention to that, I don't really know.
And how many people are just like not educated enough in terms of the billions of people in the world where they just don't have access to even the internet or whatever, where they, it would just cause mass hysteria and they'd be like, someone's in the sky.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, more people are going to be on the internet soon with Starlink or whatever. That's supposedly the point of that. But yeah, I guess the goal of something like Bluebeam would be exactly what, you know, the theory says, is to bring people together.
Ronald Reagan, bro. I often wonder what the world would be like if we had a common alien threat to unite against. That old fart.
It just seems too obvious to me. I wonder if it's a double layer type of trick.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's another thing that we should talk about. They're doing multiple layers always, right? And this goes into like the fund both sides of the war type maneuvering, the Inception type maneuvering, where, you know, we fund both sides of a war because that way whoever wins, we funded them, right? So, like, it's also done in propaganda and in counterculture, where they'll promote both sides. They'll be like, oh, that's this is what's happening, and then they'll also promote the that's crazy, you know.
Yeah,
it encourages cognitive dissonance, and I think it's just hold on, someone's at my door.
Have you been injured in an accident that was probably your fault? Cranston Injury Law wants to get you the most for your injury.
I had my hand crushed in a Ferndorf Trenolator, and there was soft tissue damage, and Cranston Injury Law sued that company out of business just because I had misused the machine, and they got me $7 trillion for my settlement.
Cranston Injury Law.
Okay, I'm back. Listen, Tones, I was just informed by a higher authority that we have to change the subject.
Okay, no problem, Tones. Just let me say one more thing, I guess, is that this idea of Blue Movies is even being hinted at in some predictive programming within movies. I forget exactly which one. Maybe some listeners will know, but there was one Marvel movie that recently came out where the villain actually used a team of drones to create fake UFOs. So it's like...
Interesting.
Yeah, it could be double-layered psyop. I don't know. Maybe they'll bring down the fake aliens and they'll be like, you passed the test. You didn't believe it. Now you can join the Illuminati. Anyways, Tones.
That's interesting. That's an interesting idea. And that reminds me, you know, so much of this predictive programming in Hollywood movies and television is, you know, it's really interesting in a sense that, like, I don't know if you remember the last big James Bond movie, but the whole premise was that they had created a toxin or a virus that was directly targeting an individual's DNA. And then they talked about it in the mainstream media as being like a real thing.
Yeah.
So they definitely foreshadow stuff. And the idea of them doing that with drones, I didn't know that, but that's pretty... I mean, that's another thing they do, right? Is they make it real flimsy, so it's not, they're like almost not even trying to hide it.
Yeah, and part of me wonders if that's intentional. Like, what if that's part
of for sure.
programming is that they expect people to be watching, so these people are spending all their time decoding movies and thinking they're figuring out the truth, and really, they're actually preparing themselves for what they already want them to believe.
Yeah, it softens up their consciousness so that they accept it already. It's a presupposition. So, like, something that they don't believe is possible, all of a sudden you see it in a movie, and you're like, oh, I saw that movie, that's possible.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
and so, on the same...
How crazy is it that that's what they're doing to people's minds? It's like it used to be like, oh, that's movie stuff, that's not possible. And now like, they've really switched it completely upside down, where they're like, that's possible, I saw it in the movie.
But yeah, they're. We live in a freaking carnival of horrors and a maze full of mirrors. Like it's all a lights and smoke show. It's ridiculous, Tones. And yeah, so in the same vein, the DOD, the very trustworthy government who never puts out misinformation, recently said that at Skinwalker Ranch, there's a paranormal pathogen that is infecting people to spread poltergeist activity. Like, what does that even mean?
Like, oh, you're infected by ghosts.
Yeah, they're just driving people nuts. I don't believe that for a second. I believe if you open your mind up to the idea that it can happen to you, but if you're just like, hey, I'm going to willingly live in default reality, I don't think that stuff will affect you. But if you're one of the quote-unquote truth seekers who's looking into everything, you might drive yourself freaking nuts and think you've been infected with the Skinwalker Ranch disease. You know?
I mean, like, yeah, this goes back to, like, them talking about zombies constantly.
That too.
You know, like, how many things do they just attach that word to? Zombie clouds, zombie road, zombie forest, zombie this,
yeah.
Zombie donuts. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, for the listeners at home who aren't familiar with our show, we cover zombies a lot. And, you know, for a period earlier in the year, they were talking a whole lot about different zombie parasites, different zombie animals. And then they started going off the rails and talking about really dumb stuff like, oh, there's zombie documents being found in the government. There's zombie birds. They're not actually zombies. I mean, there was like zombie deer and stuff, but I don't know. It's just, yeah, they keep using this keyword almost to, yeah, weave this subliminal narrative that, hey, get ready for the zombies. Oh, yeah, the main one was all the stuff coming out of Russia where people were being scared half to death at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Or maybe it wasn't Chernobyl, but it was one nuclear power plant that supposedly there was some kind of weird experiments going on there. That
super soldiers or something.
Yeah, yeah. Which could just be more misinformation, you know, just to entertain the conspiracy theorists. I really believe that part of this stuff is, you know, I call it conspiratainment, and it's just another level of the carnival freak show. It's like, okay, well, we know smart people aren't going to be entertained by movies, so we got to create like an interactive movie for them too.
Ooh, interesting. Like, this is the new layer of Bread and Circus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's just like the movie The Game on every person's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we know that they're changing they change history, they go back and clean stuff off the internet so you can't find it, like, everything's becoming, like, this weird, dynamic mass of information.
It's a game. I really believe that
Wow. Yeah, I know, you've been floating this idea a lot lately in our personal discussions that, like, the Maze Runner, Hunger Games type challenge to society to find the best, like, the idea that the jab, you know, only existed to, like, sort out who's intelligent enough not to get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then even the layers and layers and layers of psyops are essentially the maze, the psychological maze that they are testing all these conspiracy theorists with, or the truthers, or whatever you want to call it.
Counterculture experts is what I like to call it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the counterculture experts, I feel like, should be something beyond conspiracy, because, like I said, a lot of this conspiracy stuff seems to be another form of Bread and Circus. One really crazy example of that is this Pelosi thing that just happened.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How weird. So, like, I was listening to Joe Rogan talk about it the other day, too. It's interesting to hear different people's takes on it. So supposedly this guy broke into the Pelosi's house in San Francisco, and Mr. Pelosi, I guess, had a hammer in his hand, and this dude attacked him and wrestled it away from him and was saying, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" And I guess whacked him in the head a couple times, and police were in the room at the time.
They were already in there when he was being attacked?
According to the reports that Rogan was reading, the cops were, like, in the room as he was being attacked.
See, but
so there's a lot of incongruencies here. Like, first of all, how did that guy get in the fucking house? Pardon my, I gotta beep that. How'd that guy get in the house? They don't have security?
Yeah, there's all these pictures floating around where they're telling people that they're just lying about everything, you know, because there's, like I said, there's these pictures floating around of Pelosi's house with, like, you know, all these security cameras surrounding it. Pretty sure they had, you know, like a butler. I don't know what you call it. Just like someone who watches the house.
A valet, maybe?
I don't know. Just like someone who, you know, takes care of the household stuff. You know, they just let this crazy guy in. But like I was trying, like my main point of this is this whole story is another Bread and Circus labyrinth in itself, because it takes so many different directions, you know, so...
Well, one of the most important directions it took was they immediately tried to call him a conspiracy theorist and link it to the community.
Exactly. So the left is seeing this through the lens of, oh, this was a crazy right-winger QAnon guy. And the right is seeing this through the lens of, oh, this was actually, you know, on the surface level of the right, they're saying, oh, this was actually just another one of this dude's escorts, because he had been caught with young male escorts before. And so they're saying this was a fight between...
No way. Mr. Pelosi had been busted with male escorts?
Supposedly the last time he was caught drunk driving, there was a young male with him, and the news covered that up real fast.
So see if you can pull anything on that up real quick. See if you can pull up, as I talk here, see if you can pull up anything. Because, okay, that's interesting. Because that's fascinating, actually. Because all of a sudden, there's a kind of clarity that comes across everything, where it's like, that explains why he's going, shouting, like, where's Nancy? You know, maybe he wasn't actually even looking for Nancy. He was like, I'm going to tell your wife what you're doing. That's interesting.
Oh, wow. So this theory was put forth actually by Elon Musk. It says, Elon Musk celebrates his ownership of Twitter by posting conspiracy theory that Nancy Pelosi's husband was fighting with a gay prostitute. So,
Oh, man.
So, like I said, there's so many layers to this.
Here's the thing, though. Elon buying Twitter might be, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Elon buying Twitter might be the best source of true information or absolute propaganda. We'll never know which one, but he is definitely not aligned with the mainstream media. So that's interesting.
Well, he also has, this is part of the paradigm I'm trying to explain is that they want there to be
two sides.
Seemingly good guys versus bad guys right. scenario. And Elon has straight up said that he wants to turn Twitter into the X app, where it does literally everything, you know, commerce, whatever. And he wants to base it off of WeChat, which is this app in China that is what they use for their social credit score. So this is actually kind of scary.
And then, like, you know, it would really make sense for the let that sink in.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he might be the most evil force in the world.
I mean, he dressed up like Baphomet for Halloween. I don't know if you know that, Tony.
I did see someone talking about that online, and let's be honest, I have dressed up like Baphomet for Halloween a couple years ago. I have a Baphomet costume on stilts, so I am also guilty, and I'm not a Luciferian or a Satanist, you know, so I have to be honest there, but it was weird that he had this crazy Baphomet breastplate with an upside-down cross. And I'll tell you, the dude wants to put chips in people's heads. Like, I just don't see... I can understand how you'd spin that and be like, well, just think about what it'll do for disabled people. But, like, I'm sorry, that's not where my head goes, you know?
So, I want to tell you how deep this rabbit hole goes, this whole Pelosi thing. So anyways, yeah, this guy, hold on, let me figure out his name real quick. I think it's David DePape, which to me is just kind of funny because his last name looks a little bit like Pepe and Pepe's associated.
Don't do all that stuff. Just tell I don't want to hear that schizo stuff. Just tell me what is the deal with David DePape.
Here's the facts, Tones. Okay. They linked this guy to the right wing because they found his blog, which was just like hundreds of pages of just stuff like, this is why I hate feminism, this is why free speech is good, this is why censorship is bad, this is why guns are good, you know, just generic right wing talking points, you know, stuff that regular people would agree with. But he goes on in these articles to explain these ideas really horribly and with really bad spelling, just making him look like a complete crazy person.
Crackpot.
Also talking about the Illuminati vaccine, stuff like that. And
does it look like that whole website was almost like whipped up last minute by a big room of hundreds of people because they needed to create a backstory really quick?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. So some internet sleuths discovered that, like, almost immediately after they popularized it was taken off the internet, but some researchers were able to find its IP address, and they linked it to an empty pizza building in Washington.
You don't say.
Yeah, and this thing has been empty for months and months and months, and they're about to renew their rent, and it just doesn't make any sense.
So it's linked to a shell corporation that probably is owned by the CIA or some other intelligence agency, allegedly.
Or this was done intentionally because they figured people would go looking, and they'd be like, hey, let's just make more right-wingers on Pizzagate. And
hold that thought, Tone. We're coming up to our midway break here. When we come back, we're going to do a few more minutes of Dystopia Now with Maverick Matthews and Nick Hinton as a guest spot on Mindfire. And then we will have the electronic music. So after this short break, we'll be back with more Dystopia Now, here on Mindfire, only on Fringe FM. Welcome back to Mindfire with Maverick Matthews, only on Fringe FM. This week we are doing a little teaser for another show that I have called Dystopia Now. So we have as a guest Nick Hinton, and Nick and I were talking about the little incongruent, interesting components to whatever's going on with Nancy Pelosi's husband. Where were we, Nick?
Feel free to call me Tones, Tony.
Excuse me. But, where were we, Tones?
I want to get to the real juice part of this story. So this, you know, apparently this, you know, so-called crazy guy who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband, he was also living in kind of like a hippie commune type situation and like
MK Ultra, what's the guy's name, the murderer, what's his name, how very Manson-esque.
Oh yeah. So, and he was also involved with this woman. I don't know if they were married or just boyfriend and girlfriend for a while or what, but anyways, they were romantically involved, and this woman is supposedly the inspiration behind all of his articles about hating communist feminists. And she is a nudist from Russia who has her own television show called My Naked Truth, where she talks about 9/11 while she's naked. And this lady is also apparently pretty crazy, and she is in prison currently for stalking a 14-year-old boy and telling him all these things about how they're married in a past life. And apparently she met this kid through her son. It was one of her son's friends. And this hippie couple, when they were together, they were involved in some weird practices where they were giving people psychedelics and reading and promoting this material called the Lazarus material, which is some new age
quantum mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, some quantum mumbo jumbo, similar to like the law of one material, the raw material.
Okay, so we have all the hallmarks of some kind of weird MK Ultra program here, where they're giving people psychedelics and they're living in a commune, and there's weird sexuality going on, and like all of a sudden she's doing naked broadcasting. And she goes to jail. Okay, very Manson-esque.
She played a role in the Free the Nipple movement, I'm pretty sure.
Right, okay, so like, you know, listen, this is obviously chaos agency going on, and it's possible that, I mean, it's completely possible that this entire backstory was linked to him. That woman could have nothing to do with this guy, and they linked him to it, you know, to create a plausible backstory and get it off, you know, being Mr. Pelosi's lover. Do you know what I mean? Well, we're coming up to the end of the talking portion of the show. Is there anything you want to leave us with, either on this note or on any other note, Tones?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say real quick that just 5 minutes ago, CNN said that giant spider aliens from Saturn's moon Titan were contacting those scholars from St.
Hold on. CNN wrote that we've been contacted by giant spider aliens?
No, Tones, I'm just yanking your leg.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. For a minute there, I was like, get ready for Starship Troopers. That probably was all predictive programming, too.
I'm surprised you bought that.
Man, listen, you know what? This is the thing, though. We live in an era where things have gotten so absurd that it's not about buying something. It's about what are they going to drop on us next? Most of it's ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so interestingly, there was articles posted some time back where they were saying if there are aliens out there, they are most likely to live on Titan in puddles of black goo. And I'm like, what the hell?
Why would that be the most likely place?
What?
Why would that be the most likely place?
Yeah, I don't know, Tony, but yeah.
Well,
it's getting crazier and crazier.
On that note, Nick, thank you for joining. Tony, thank you. This has been our senior field correspondent, Nick Tony Hinton. And I'm your senior news correspondent, Maverick Matthews. You've been listening to Dystopia Now, as brought to you by Mindfire, only on Fringe FM. Thanks, Nick. That was a lot of fun. And I look forward to catching you again on the Dystopia Now show, which you can find on iTunes and Spotify. Nick, tell people where they can find you. I understand you just released a new book.
Yeah, Yes, Tony, it's called The New World Disorder. That title is pretty fitting for our broadcast today because we are talking about how things are just getting crazier and crazier. And, you know, it seems like they're trying to put people in a very strange, dreamlike world with all these
seriously
news. So, yeah, The New World Disorder is my new book. You can find it by sending me a message on Instagram or Twitter, which is NICKHINTONN. Thank you for having me, Maverick Tony Matthews. I had a lot of fun as well.
Cool. Thank you, everybody. And you can go to maverickmatthews.com or fringe.fm for more information. And without further ado, here is your 20 minutes in heaven, electronic music, baby making set. This one's called It's Okay to Cry. Very fitting. And I'll catch you next time on Mindfire with Maverick Matthews, only on Fringe FM.
It's just me and you.
Burning like fire. Roses still bloom. You're the sun. I'm the moon. Don't you know?
is the third class.
Death is everywhere. All dressed in blue. Is everywhere. okay to cry. Death is everywhere. It's okay to cry. Death is everywhere. also commit a crime. Death is everywhere. All dressed in blue. Everywhere. All dressed in blue.